This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Afghan officials say bombing in the Afghan capital early Wednesday killed at least two civilians and wounded several others in an attack that targeted the country's first vice president, who was unharmed. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the bombing, and the Taliban quickly denied they were behind the attack. According to a spokesman, the bombing targeted the convoy of Afghanistan's first vice president, Amrullah Saleh, as it passed through Kabul. Saleh, who is also Afghanistan's former intelligence chief, said in his first television appearance immediately after the attack that he was fine and had suffered only slight burns. Both insurgents and the Islamic State group are active in Kabul, where tensions are also high ahead of the expected start of the negotiations between an official Afghan delegation and the Taliban. President Trump appeared to encourage his supporters to vote twice in the forthcoming November presidential election during a campaign rally Tuesday evening in North Carolina, a state important to his reelection bid. Election officials warned that the president's suggestion could cause further disruption and long lines on an election day already complicated by the coronavirus pandemic. Earlier Tuesday, Trump visited Florida, another political battleground state, where he signed a memorandum that prohibits drilling in the waters off the coast of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina for 10 years, beginning in 2022. Trump won both Florida and North Carolina in 2016, but the polls in most states show him narrowly trailing former Vice President Joe Biden. Biden unveiled new campaign ads airing in states critical to the outcome of the November 3rd election. By a remote, this is VOA News.